Have you ever heard the saying, those are some big shoes to fill? Well, on today's Day by Day, let's learn about shoes that we want to avoid filling. Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners. So we move to the next stair step. We progress to this next statement. We go from walking to standing. And it may appear that this parallel statement is saying that the blessed man does not get in the way of or obstruct the path of sinners. So instead of being in their path, the blessed man gets out of their way. And that's close to the understanding, but a more precise meaning would be, if we could put it this way, is that a blessed man does not put his feet in the wicked man's shoes. Or think of it on these terms. A wicked man walks down the beach, leaving footprints behind him. The follower of the wicked man would put his feet into the same footprints of that wicked man, so that his steps are indistinguishable from the wicked man. To draw it to reality, if you walk in the counsel of the wicked, then your life will eventually become indistinguishable. You will stand in the way, in the same way as the sinner. No identifiable difference will be evidence from the way you think or behave, which in fact sheds some light on what Jesus means when he says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men, or take up your cross daily and follow me. He's saying, put your feet where I place my feet. The idea being that if we're true followers of Jesus, then our lives will look more and more like his. Our actions, our attitudes, and our behaviors. And that's exciting stuff because I want to follow Jesus. We sometimes sing the song, footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. And in that song, we can hear the idea of behavior of Jesus being reflected. The verses go like this, though they lead over the cold, dark mountains, seeking his sheep, or along by Siloam's fountains, helping the weak. If they lead through the temple holy, preaching the word, or in homes of the poor and lowly, serving the Lord. So the progression goes from thinking to behaving. If we want the blessed life, we will have wisdom enough to stay away from that type of thinking and living. As you pray today, please remember John Herring and his family, our missionaries in Missouri. And also remember the Buli Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.